Welcome to the Dig In Travel Podcast, where travel and other digital professionals level up their marketing skills by listening to the top industry experts. And now, here's your host, Istok Franco, founder of digintravel.com, your number one resource for travel, digital, e-commerce, and marketing.
Hi, this is Istok, and you're listening to episode 59 of the Dig In Travel Podcast. So we are continuing with our Dig In Travel content plan, where we want to give you the best of both worlds. So high-level airline digital marketing and e-commerce trends on one hand, and then more detailed deep dives into specific digital marketing and other topics like analytics and other things, AI that we did in the past, on the other hand. So for the first part, we do airline leaders interview series articles, where we talk to airline digital and other leaders to show you high-level trends and mostly key initiatives that airlines are doing to stay on top of their digital and e-commerce games. You can find almost 10 interviews with what I think are some really exciting and awesome leaders on our Dig In Travel website. But what we want to do with the podcast is go deeper into a specific topic, and I think a longer, less formal podcast talk format is just great for that. And today, you'll get one of those for sure, one of those deep dives, because our guest, Surya Kuchibotla, head of e-commerce and distribution at Flyadeal, a low-cost airline based in Saudi Arabia, is what I think one of more interesting leaders and a person with very interesting airline digital and e-commerce experience. So I really think you'll enjoy Surya and all the insights he brought. What we talked about was about Flyadeal e-commerce strategy, their digital strategy, what they call their digital commerce tech stack. And I think that is really interesting, because what Surya said is they're building this setup basically to use it as a differentiator towards other airlines. They see it as their competitive advantage. So for me, for an airline e-commerce leader to talk about that, I think that was really interesting. Then we did a deep dive in the second part of our podcast into another exciting new area, which is conversational commerce. And I think that is another area that airlines should explore. Surya explained how they are building unique flows on WhatsApp messaging channel, how they are doing e-commerce there. And like I said, I think conversational commerce is one of the areas that airlines should explore and learn more about. And I hope this podcast can help you to do both. Hope you'll enjoy this chat with Surya.
Insider is trusted by some of the world's best-loved airlines, including Singapore Airlines, Qantas, AirAsia, and AirBaltic, to take their customer experiences to new heights. By focusing beyond rewards programs, airlines can finally deliver a unique experience per traveler. With Insider, marketing, e-commerce, and product teams can create personalized, connected customer experiences across any digital touchpoint to increase bookings, boost ancillary revenue, and drive higher customer loyalty. Visit useinsider.com to find out more.
Hi, Surya, and welcome to the Dig In Travel podcast.
Thank you. Welcome. How are you?
Good. All good. Really excited for our chat.
Yes.
Before we start, when we talked and as I was preparing for this, I noticed, because I was mostly aware of your work at your current airline, but then when I started really digging deep into your background, I saw that you have background and you worked for plenty other airlines. So maybe before we dig in, if you can just explain a little bit from your beginnings and what's your current role at, what's your current responsibility.
Okay, great. So I started my adventure into travel from Singapore Tourism Board, where I was actually handling regional marketing campaigns. And then I moved to Tiger Air, based out of Singapore. It's a it's a low-cost carrier in Singapore under Singapore Airlines Group. So I was handling marketing, brand, PR, comms, then regional commercial. Then I touch base a bit into sales, distribution, ancillary products, then partnerships, code shares. Then went to GDS implementations way back in Tiger. And then I was involved into Scoot and Tiger Air mergers, a little bit of, group planning of Tiger Air Singapore, Tiger Air Philippines, Indonesia setup. Then, my last role at Scoot was I was doing the regional marketing for Southwest Asia and Middle East. Then I moved into Flydeal when it was a startup way back in 2018. We had 6 aircrafts. I was handling distribution. Then I expanded the role into setting up the entire e-commerce, web platforms, then CRO functions, performance marketing, fair marketing platforms. And I've done extensive work on PSS, cloud migration, onboarding of new products, then indirect distribution. I've done great work on payments, onboarding new payment methods in the kingdom, and then setting up the CDP and rationalizing and monetizing all the customer assets at Flydeal, right?
It's good that I didn't have to write all this. We do the transcript later on. It's a lot of bullet points to write.
Yeah.
I had similar backgrounds when you start and you then expand and do so many things. And in our industry, it's so complex. You can see by the things you have to do, which is, you mentioned some even now with Flydeal, and we talked about this before.
Yeah.
That now your role is kind of 4 pillars. I would say it's the distribution, both direct and indirect, and all things that comes under distribution umbrella. And then you said product management, which is like website, apps, all touch points. And then you mentioned CRO and performance marketing.
Yes.
And I think you stressed in our past talks that having this, centralized role and org is really one of the strengths. So that you have all these things under one umbrella. Maybe if you elaborate a little bit on this, why you see that way, what does it enable you to do being organized like that?
So if you see majority of the LCCs, it is a decentralized mechanism where product management sits on one side, CRO sits on one side, and performance marketing sits on a different place, right? So there is no centralized stack where they will realize value. So at Flydeal, we started as a digital direct airline. So that means we never had any third party distribution. So our website and mobile app has to be robust enough to cater to that B2C, direct demand. So we started evaluating, saying that what would be the best structure. So we don't want to get into a decentralized, dysfunctional approach. So we thought, okay, we will centralize everything. So CRO, product management, and performance marketing is extremely centralized within e-commerce itself. So what advantage it brings us is we have shared goals, shared objectives. So that means it's increasing conversions, improving user experience, and driving revenue growth, which is extremely centralized in terms of goals as well as the technology as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned, okay, decentralized role and centralized tech. It's then doing like end-to-end consolidated campaigns. Like you said, it's okay, we want to do something like a personalized campaign on a performance marketing on the ad side, then the experience continues on the landing pages, on your app, and through the booking funnel and even post-booking. So this is where I see the biggest benefit, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because consider it from top of the funnel, right? So you have a great messaging, which is we are the LCC out of Saudi Arabia. You have a great messaging that we are flyfulless, everyday low fares. But if you don't have the opportunity of getting this to the right audience, which is somebody who have came to your website but haven't converted, you have been silent for 90 days, 150 days, 180 days. So this is the right audience where you will nudge continuously. And when they come to your direct channels, you understand their preferences and behaviors on the product itself to improve the user experience and maximize the conversions. And any frictions over the touch points and the analysis of behavior data and A/B experimentations are input for your product management, which is just right across to you. So you don't have the, you know, bigger organizations or legacy way of running e-commerce where all these three are into different departments, where you are not influencing the decision making for ideal revenue growth and monetization of your direct channels. Because of centralization, you just have influence. Okay, based on experimentations, this is the friction point. Okay, product management team, let's fix it. Right.
Yeah, and you mentioned when you counted all the things and projects that you did, that one of these projects was also implementation of the CDP, yeah? And data, having like unified view of the customer, which is the goal, and let's say what we want to achieve with CDP, is where this added value again to this, let's say, centralized track, because the CDP and the data should fit in theory all of these different areas that you mentioned.
Correct. So data plays very crucial role in all the three pillars, right? So you consider these three as a tripod. So if you minimize utilization of either of it as from a data-driven decision making, then it will topple. So everything relies on data analysis and insights for decision making process, whether it is you want to optimize your spends, great, you need data for it, right? And you want to optimize the product features, you need data from experimentation, which signifies incremental value, which experiment signifies a, you know, increased probability to win or generate incremental revenue, or in fact, all these three things and your CDP data will refine and define your marketing strategy.
Is there any use case that you can talk about where you leverage then this organization and CDP, let's say, either in performance marketing or in CRO?
I can give you a couple of examples here, right? So from a CRO perspective, Flyideal is at an evolved and matured stage in terms of experimentations. So if you see our website, there are continuously experiments running on the website. And to put a number to it, 2023, we have run over 500 experiments on the on the website. So this is the scale at which we are running CRO. We have been in CRO for almost 5 years now, compared to other airlines who are trying to adopt recently. So that's the strength, right? So where do we take this data and then use it on the ad channels is not just taking the raw data of audiences and doing. We do have some predictive algorithms and engines running behind where we will take a set of audience and say that, okay, what is the likelihood of this audience purchasing a ticket in next 30 days? So we bring in AI along with the data audiences and predict it based on multiple parameters. It can be likelihood to purchase, what is my conversion prediction of a set of audiences who have purchased with me, but who haven't purchased for the last 90 days. So out of the existing pool, I will take a custom conversion prediction based on non-converters, right? And we will send these audiences to our ad channels. It can be to Google SEM or Microsoft SEM, Microsoft Bing or Facebook. This is where we will reduce our cost per acquisition and increase ROAS, right? So this engine, what we have set up is extremely robust. So to put a number or a use case, in 2023, over 60% of our prospecting ads on Google SEM were backed by our primary data.
Okay, so this means that not only can you use this, if I understand correctly, this CDP and data for better prospecting, targeting, for building audiences, but you said that you have, let's say, other audience that you can also do what every airline, let's say, wish to do. It's like personalization, more personalized messaging. Am
yes.
I right?
Yes. So the messaging will be extremely personalized, relevant, and what is the objective is to maximize conversions, right? So if I make the messaging more relevant and effective, then obviously you will have better conversions.
Is this, let's say, how you see personalization? Realize because it's such a myth or such a buzzword? Or how do you look at, let's say, personalization based on everything that you have in place and the potential for it?
Yeah, so I mean, personalization has been there for a while and has been used and overused, right? So there are three levels of personalization. So one is, majority of the people think that UI manipulation is also personalization. UI manipulation is just you are not taking the effort of IT team or the hardcore dev team to manage UIs. Okay, this is not personalized. This doesn't bring you any incremental value. The second level of personalization is your user behavior driven personalization. That means, okay, Surya goes to flydeal.com. I always proceed to next page if I have only shown the available flights out of 20 flights rather than showing the entire schedule. Or my continue button is always purple versus lime, right? So this is, I am actually catering the UI based on the user behavior. Okay. This is the second level of personalization. Third level of personalization is hyper-personalization. That means every time I come to the booking flow, it is extremely tuned towards what my behavior is. Right. So that means every time Istok comes to flyideal.com, he purchases a Jeddah Riyadh flight and he always sits on one alpha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you come to the seats page, one alpha is already selected and you go straight to the payment page.
Yeah. Understood.
This is hyper-personalization at product level. So you have more product mix beyond flights. This is where the game is, right? So the airline works on a thin margin. So your money is beyond flights plus plus.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing that I wanted to talk to the key conversation I wanted to have is, because, and I think it's just an evolution of this, is when you also add the relevant channel to the personalization mix. Once you started even post-booking or, let's say, servicing, communicating with the customer. And here is where I saw that you are doing a lot of, again, exciting things when it comes to moving away from traditional channels, which is like website and app, to mobile driven channels and conversational commerce. How did this evolution happen? What maybe if you get some background, how did you move there and why?
So we are a B2C heavy driven customer airline. So we have a urgent need to communicate to our customers. So based on my previous experiences, all the communication channels are sporadic. But if you are building an extremely robust CRO function where you are centralizing all the data and you are actually using it for meaningful and monetization purposes, then there is an acute need of integration of insights with communications. Or else you are actually sending messages sporadically without knowing what is the effective route, right? So I'll take the nuance from payments. So payments has a concept of least cost routing. So if you see Amazon and other bigger players, they will have multiple payment gateways. Depending on the user entered card, they will take the least cost routing to process the payment, right? So I brought this nuance, how do I implement this on communication side? So we have insights And we have centralized all the communications into one platform. That means we have a single customer view in terms of their email contact, phone contact, their reactivity, their reachability on a web push, their behavior on an app push, how do they behave on a WhatsApp message. So I don't need to send one message across all channels, right? So I will only send a message where the user is reactive, or I will build a messaging flow based on the user behavior. So that means, okay, Istok is a user on FlyIdeal who is always opening the email, but he always converts on a WhatsApp message. So I don't need to send him an app push, right? Because it becomes a barrier for conversion. So by centralizing the notifications, you are actually making it more cost efficient by reaching to the customer, and you are cutting down the communication barriers for faster conversions. So from this, we are moving to conversational commerce, right? So now we are only on transactional commerce, and I will give a use case of WhatsApp. So we have WhatsApp for marketing, which is just using for transactional as well as upsell communications or anything. So we thought, okay, Saudi Arabia is a unique country where the average age of young audience is just 20 years, 25 years, which fits in with the brand vibe of FlyIdeal. And each user has at least two devices, and they conversate a lot on WhatsApp. So how do I make my brand and booking channels relevant on WhatsApp for these audiences? So we brought in an idea saying, okay, can we build a booking engine on WhatsApp? Was a bigger theme for us. Then we found a sweet spot, saying that, okay, other airlines are still trying to do a hyperlink check-in flow. That means we found a use case where you can do WhatsApp communications, but it will redirect you to an external page, which is a website or a mobile app, to do transactions. So we found a use case saying, okay, can we build a booking engine, start with the check-in flow? So we have already ideated it, and then the work is going on. We are almost at the last leg of this exciting conversational commerce thing, which is relevant for our audience, right? So a brand gets people, I mean, the users get stuck to a brand just because of relevancy of the booking channels.
It's also convenient, right? If you said that most of your users are on WhatsApp, and it's like with me, I rather communicate with the airline via WhatsApp than traditional channels of email and things like that. And you said, well, the check-in flow was the first flow that you want to fully migrate to do it via WhatsApp, right?
Correct. So that means you will do the check-in flow on WhatsApp, you get your boarding pass, you go straight to the gate using WhatsApp. So that means it would be that easy. So that means everything will be on mobile. So there is nothing needed beyond your mobile.
No two travelers are alike, and airlines need to be able to adapt their customer experience on the fly. Insider helps marketing, e-commerce, and product teams to create unique digital experiences that respond and predict a traveler's interest, preferences, and behavior to take your customer experience to new heights. With customer data now actionable, marketers can use Insider's customer journey orchestration tool, Architect, to craft and automate customer journeys at scale. Offers, content, and messages across every digital touchpoint can be personalized to each traveler in a given moment. So no two travelers receive the same message at the same time. With this level of personalization, each traveler receives a digital experience as unique as they are. Visit useinsider.com to discover why Insider is trusted by the world's best-loved airlines, including Singapore Airlines, Qantas, Air Asia, and Air Baltic.
if I understand correctly, when you are talking before about CDP, about personalization, about unified messaging, so all messaging, email, push, web messaging under one platform, and now WhatsApp, all this thing, if I understand, is one is run by the same, it's under the same tech stack of Insider communication yes. platform,
so
right?
We have onboarded Insider way back. It was a nascent product in 2018, right? So 2018, it was very basic product. And then we have evolved the usage of the Insider platform as the product got evolved. So now we use majority of the product, including AI-driven copy and, you know, predictive audiences and a lot of it. So it's not that, okay, you get a platform, but you don't use it. So we are well versed in terms of using Insider platform as well as bringing interoperability across other tech stacks, right? So we do have Insider, we do have Fair Marketing platform as well. So how do I bring in the interoperability between the CDP platform for better optimization of user journeys, as well as improving the ROAS on marketing channels, right? And how do I give insightful data-driven decisions for my product management team? So you need to build that interoperability to realize the value of the platform. So in that aspect, Flyideal did a great job.
And by interoperability, you mean that these two key core pieces of tech stack, like you said, Insider platform and then Fair, Dynamic Fair platform are
yes, correct.
Integrated.
Integration together. And you need to use the data rightly, right? So that means you are sitting on a great source of data. So that means on a monthly basis, we track over few millions of users, and each user, every time they get into a booking flow, we track over 30, 40 data points, right? So this rich data needs to be segmented properly and build it out as an audiences. And these insights needs to be, you know, converted into actionable items for continuous improvement and iteration-based results for product management team. And the marketing performance will also be guided, and in turn you are actually building a frictionless drop off free booking flow for enhanced conversions. So if you don't make this use of this data, then it is as good as having nothing.
Yeah, no, for sure. And if I go back to WhatsApp, because I'm really curious about that case. You said, okay, so we talked about servicing, improving customer experience, check-in. You talked about some marketing scenarios, which if they are probably the typical airline scenarios, like reminders, upsell, car drop-offs, messaging like that, that I would assume.
Yeah, it's more precise and targeted, right? So that means I know,
yeah.
I mean, our messaging is not, okay, it's not a typical messaging flow saying that, okay, you drop off immediately after 30 minutes, you get an email. Okay. Based on your last behavior, if we know that, okay, we have sent you an email after 6 hours, or we know that you have opened the email and converted in between 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., we will always send you during that time. The precision is at that level. It is not very specific flow saying that, okay, it is static where you will get your email. It is extremely insight driven and you are behavior driven on individual messaging channels.
And if you look at, let's say, WhatsApp messaging compared to typical email or even any other channels, how do you see behavior different? Because based on my experience or what I see typically with people, we use messaging differently. We are much more engaging, much more shorter and quicker interactions than typical email interaction. Do you see this in your behavior, or also Do you look at different KPIs in terms of metrics when you, let's say, analyze or when you build this WhatsApp and transactional commerce journeys?
So we take
flows.
A different approach, right? Here we use WhatsApp extensively. It doesn't mean that it's used for everyone, because it comes with a cost. If you take the unit cost of WhatsApp, it is way, way expensive than your traditional channels like email or SMS. And in fact,
good
your web push and app push are actually the cheapest unit cost, right? So using it wisely is more important than using it for everyone. This is where Flydeal is a bit unique in terms of how the thought process is. We always say what is the revenue per message is a metric we calculate, and what is my ROI per message unit cost. if I get into a good benchmark rate, then good, I will use it extensively, or else I will be very precise in terms of usage.
And this is when you talked about
yes.
similarity with payment gateway and routing.
This is the exact use case, right?
So
if we have been using WhatsApp for a few months now, so we always cater to, okay, what is my unit cost, unit revenue versus the unit cost. So here I will give you an example. So we started off sending check-in reminders on WhatsApp, and we identified the behavior. And we concluded that, okay, check-in reminders, people are not very responsive enough on WhatsApp. So we will do check-in reminders. And we have seen a different behavior on check-in flow as well. So that means if there are young audiences, we send a check-in reminder on WhatsApp, they are immediately clicking and doing the transaction. Okay, versus a matured age, right? Maybe 40 years old. So what we did is we started sending check-in mm-hmm. reminders only for those audiences who are less than 30 years of age, who have booked, and they are booking in there. They are into the check-in reminder phase. Similarly, when we did an upsell, it's targeted. So that means who have purchased using WhatsApp as one of the channel will only receive the communication. So that means I'm using the WhatsApp channel efficiently because it is expensive, and I'm also measuring the ROI at per message unit cost level, which is a bit unique for everyone, right? They don't measure it that way. They measure it per channel. So am I getting money from this channel versus the cost which I am paying for this channel? It's a high level metric. We measure it at unit cost level.
And I would assume, and correct me if you're wrong, but for those people who respond to this message, the message cost may be expensive, but engagement and conversion
yes.
and other metrics
yes,
are
indeed.
Probably higher.
Indeed. And right. we have seen. I mean, our email open rates are extremely high towards higher 40s and lower 30s, right? So higher 40s and higher 30s. So on WhatsApp, our click-through rates are even higher.
When we talk about conversational commerce, messaging, WhatsApp, you said you started with basic cases, with some
yes.
cases, you built some knowledge, you now selectively use the channels based on this consolidated, let's say, platform that allows you to be on all platforms or on all channels, and you are selecting the optimal one. What is the next step? So where do you see opportunities? I see you smile a little bit. So where do you see, what are the next frontiers that you want to try?
I mean, WhatsApp messages is still on engagements, right? What we want to head towards is conversations. Okay, so that is where we are bringing WhatsApp conversational commerce capability, where you're not talking about a message. You are talking about a conversation, initiating the conversation and keeping up the momentum of the conversation, and moving that conversation to a transaction. This is where our ideology is heading towards. So that means you are making your captive WhatsApp audiences continuously engaging with the brand. That one, number one, it improves engagement. Number two, you are not paying per message, right? You are paying per conversation, which is active perennially if the user interacts within 24 hours, mm-hmm. right? That means you are continuously engaging. You are actually optimizing your cost of using WhatsApp at a great level. And third, most importantly, you're bringing relevancy of doing transactions on WhatsApp, which is more important for our Gen Z audiences in Saudi Arabia. This is one area which we are extremely excited about. Mm-hmm. And the next area is analytics, right? So most of the analytics is web analytics, where we already have, and we are trying to get more tools at user level analytics, right? So that means how can we trigger few hundreds of events on the booking flow and try to track everything. And the next down the funnel is app analytics, which is already work in progress for us, and unifying everything to make actionable to bring actionable insights for improving direct conversions, right? This is where our USP is, and where we are. This is where we are different from any other competitor or any other reasonably sized airline across, right? So this is our differentiator. Our e-commerce tech stack and usability of it is our differentiator.
Oh, that's great to hear. And based on our conversation, I can see that. Maybe we'll close this conversation with this topic. If I take a wild guess, because you said the next step at WhatsApp and conversational e-commerce is going from pushing messagings to conversations, yeah? And to keeping that engagement and conversation, like two-way conversation. Is it too much of a wild guess that there is some AI magic behind to make that happen? Because AI is the topic that we close every podcast for last year with talking about how do we see the future in AI. Is this where you see the application of AI?
It is. There would be AI intervention where it makes the user flow more intuitive, more personalized, and more engaging. We are using AI currently on multiple use cases, but we have a lot of headroom in terms of using AI across the board. Not like replacing the human feel of doing travel transactions, but making it more seamless, friction free, and maximize the user engagement time to deliver value, right?
Yes. And if you said before that your tech stack, your e-commerce, your digital skills are your differentiator, so probably where the digital space is going, you kind of have to add AI to that in the future, as if you want to continue seeing it.
Yes, indeed, because that is where the innovative ideas come in, right? So you bring in AI, then it brings in more automations, more personalization, more hyper personalizations, and that in turn gives you higher engagement and higher conversions.
Okay, so last question, Surya, maybe how do you learn about all this stuff? Because, and this is personal question, let's say, in terms of building your digital marketing skill, these things. One thing that I see is, okay, learning from vendors. You mentioned Insider, they bring new technology, they bring new skills, AI, they work with retail, with, let's say, brands that work in pure e-commerce. So I think you can get some knowledge that way. But in general, how do you learn about these things, about being a better digital marketer?
If you see my previous experiences, it's across the board and did multiple things. When I moved into pure play e-commerce and digital customer data platforms and other things, it was challenging because a lot of things are unknown and we don't know where it would end up, right? Because 5 years back, who is actually thinking about robust CRO function? No one, right? 5 years ago, we started off, I started doing experimentations where I was very skeptical to run at least one experiment, right? Way back in 2018. To an extent where we run 500 experiments in 2023. So the magic of it is there is no right or wrong here unless you try. That is what experimentation is, right? If you yes. don't try, you will never learn. So the management and Flydeal were very supportive enough saying that, okay, let's go and try. We know where the bigger picture is, but there is a continuous throttle and support from Flydeal management saying that, okay, we back your bigger vision and we know where we are heading. Okay, go and build. Maybe we will see the brighter, bigger, beautiful picture over a period of time. So this is where we started in 2018. And if you see 2024, we are completely different, and our tech stack, the way how the direct conversion platform is built, is extremely different from any other airline, which we can proudly say that this is our USP, this is our amazing engine which churns out direct conversions at a phenomenal conversion rate, right?
So if I sum up, having the support from your management and environment where you can try, experiment with different things is how you can learn. So the more you experiment, the more you try.
And we always, in this ecosystem, your partners play a crucial role, right? So example, I'll take an example of Insider here, right? So we have been with Insider 5 years. So we always consider them as partners rather than vendors. So we always ask them, okay, we always benchmark, saying that, okay, hey, Google, are we doing right? Can you help us? Check. Can you challenge us? Can you challenge us saying, okay, is our narrative right? Are we heading to a right path? Similarly with Insider, we on a weekly basis, I ask them, if there is any new idea, you challenge us so that we will learn, right? We are not cocooned saying that whatever we do or say is right. So that way we have continuously, pushing the corners of the envelope towards excellence rather than satisfied with what results we get.
I think it's a great approach, and I hope we repeat this conversation in a year or two and see what is the level 2, level 3, level 4 of your e-commerce engine that you are talking about. Really, thanks so much about this. It was exciting. I really love when talk to passionate people about e-commerce, marketing, technology, MarTech. So
thanks pleasure, a lot pleasure. For your Thank you. Pleasure meeting you. It was great sharing how Flydeal e-commerce digital is and how we are different from many other airlines in this space, right? And how matured. I mean, a lot of people think that, okay, a lot of people don't know what Flydeal is and where Flydeal is from, right? When we say that, oh, Flydeal is from Saudi Arabia, they think that, oh, it's a nascent airline and all these things. But if you see how Flydeal is, we are extremely digital savvy, tech savvy, with robust way of bringing direct conversion. A lot of people don't believe that there is a digital direct airline in Saudi Arabia. But we are pioneers in many things.
That's great. And you convinced me, that's for sure. Thanks, Suryan.
Great.
No two travelers are alike, and airlines need to be able to adapt their customer experience on the fly. Insider helps marketing e-commerce and product teams to create unique digital experiences that respond and predict a traveler's interests, preferences, and behavior to take your customer experience to new heights. With customer data now actionable, marketers can use Insider's customer journey orchestration tool, Architect, to craft and automate customer journeys at scale. Offers, content, and messages across every digital touchpoint can be personalized to each traveler in a given moment, so no two travelers receive the same message at the same time. With this level of personalization, each traveler receives a digital experience as unique as they are. Visit useinsider.com to discover why Insider is trusted by the world's best-loved airlines, including Singapore Airlines, Qantas, AirAsia, and AirBaltic.